Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 490, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, happy first day of June. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. And remember, if you want to send in an audio question, the short link is oldpodcast.com/ask. We recently redesigned our website, so there's no red bar along the side of the page anymore. You can find the Ask Dr. Neil section on the contact page, or again, use the short link, which is oldpodcast.com/ask. And I love answering your questions because I'm super passionate about this stuff. I have advanced degrees in public health with an emphasis in nutrition and chronic disease prevention. I'm also a certified health education specialist, a registered dietitian nutritionist, and a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, same thing. I'm also assistant professor and department chair at Bastyr University, California, and I'm also faculty at two other institutions. And so if you can't tell, I love teaching and I love sharing this information with others. And so with that, let's jump right in, hear today's question as we optimize your life.
I heard you mention that type 2 diabetes is a disease that cannot be reversed through diet and exercise. I've read blogs by Dr. Jason Fung that say fasting is a way to reverse type 2 diabetes. Can type 2 diabetes be reversed by fasting?
Thank you for your question, John. Don't you just love it when it seems as though health professionals can't agree on stuff? The idea of reversing type 2 diabetes happens to be one of those situations. If you were to ask 100 endocrinologists, nutritionists, and dietitians whether type 2 diabetes can be reversed, you'll probably get a fairly even split of those saying yes, it's possible, and others saying no, it's not. At this point, I happen to align with the latter. As more studies are performed, my mind may change, of course, and it wouldn't be the first time. So here's my rationale. Type 2 diabetes can be controlled so well that it seems as though the disease has gone away. How could we possibly know this? Well, diabetes is diagnosed through a simple blood test. Basically, doctors look at how much sugar is in the blood. The higher the sugar levels, the more likely it is the person has diabetes. Once blood sugar levels go past a certain threshold, doctors will often prescribe medications, like insulin, to help control these levels. Of course, lifestyle changes will also be recommended, like making dietary changes, exercising, and managing stress. There seems to be some cases where patients who have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes do so well with their lifestyle changes that the doctor may take them off their medications completely. It's as though the body can control its blood sugar levels on its own again. It's like the disease has gone away. This is most often seen when someone has lost a significant amount of weight. So can we safely say the disease has been reversed? Not so fast, Kemosabe. I would say in this scenario, the disease is being controlled. What we're learning is that as time goes on, diabetes may get worse, even when the person is doing everything right to control the disease. For some reason, the body just does not respond as well anymore. So let's say the person has been carefully watching their diet, exercising regularly, and managing their stress. Their blood sugar levels may start to look normal again. But over time, even though the person has been continuing to perform these healthy behaviors, blood sugar levels may start to creep back up again. So now we would say these blood sugar levels are not being controlled. Why does this happen? No one's really sure, but the theory is that the person's genetic makeup has changed. As a result, the body is no longer able to metabolize sugar as well, And now, the body will always need some extra help, like medications, to manage that sugar. So while I would disagree that intermittent fasting could reverse diabetes, I would say it's possible that it may help control it. Now, intermittent fasting basically refers to having longer gaps in time between meals. Some intermittent fasting programs suggest limits on how many calories you can eat as well. For example, some may allow one meal during a quote-unquote fasting day that makes up 25% of your calorie needs for the typical day. So let's say you need to consume 2,000 calories per day. This would mean that if you're following this intermittent fasting protocol, one meal should be about 500 calories. Now, in general, there are three types of intermittent fasting diets. There's alternate day fasting, there's whole day fasting, and there's time-restricted eating. But again, each of those involves not eating for long stretches of time. Now, there are some studies that have found benefits to following this type of dieting, such as weight loss, reduced body fat, and lower total cholesterol levels. But here's what's important. If intermittent fasting can help reduce body weight in the short term at least, it isn't all that surprising that blood sugar levels will also improve. Like I mentioned earlier, when patients with type 2 diabetes lose weight, their blood sugar goes down also. So the question is intermittent fasting really helpful, or is it the fact that it leads to weight loss? This is important to consider, because if a person is able to lose weight using other methods, like following a Mediterranean-type diet, for example, then wouldn't their blood sugar levels improve as well? Yes, they sure will. And in fact, this is exactly what researchers are finding. And we also want to be very careful recommending fasting diets to those with diabetes, particularly those on blood sugar-lowering medications like insulin. Think of it this way. If a person is taking medications to lower their blood sugar levels and they don't eat for long stretches of time, their blood sugar levels can get so low they may pass out. Or worse, fall into a coma and die. Low blood sugar levels are far more dangerous in the short term when compared to having high blood sugar levels. So I'm always hesitant to recommend a fasting diet for those with diabetes, particularly if they are on blood sugar-lowering medications. So my bottom line is this. Right now, it seems as though diabetes is a progressive disease. What may work to help control blood sugar levels today may not work tomorrow. However, the disease can be controlled through proper lifestyle changes. But again, it can come back. Lastly, I would be cautious recommending an intermittent fasting diet for someone with diabetes so that they don't run the risk of having their blood sugar levels get too low. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you again for the question, John. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it to me. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. I hope you have a wonderful start to your month of June. Thank you for listening every day and all the way through. Thank you for being a subscriber. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.